Warriors who attended in medieval times yesterday. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
And sorry, they blew up our anonymity. I don't think they understand the concept of anonymity. Yeah. Anyway, so let's forget about that blip yesterday and have some fun, because I want you to do stretch and a dance, but it looks like I need to choose one. And because I get to choose, we will do dancing. So we need to try to find the place in the aisle at the back of the stage. We are going to play a video and just follow the instructions, follow the moves. I will do the moves right here on the stage. If you mix up right with left, not a problem. The dance will include jumping, so please leave your seats, leave the table, find some place on the aisle. As I said, the dance will include jumping. If you cannot jump, no worries, just make a little move. Okay, so it's time to get funky.
The brain break video.
Healthy music for a child's heart, body, and mind.
Do that. We're all going to put on our listening ears. Let's try that, Monty. Ready? All right. Now that we have our listening ears on, I'll tell you how it goes. When I ask you, can you hear me, you all say, yeah. When I ask you, can you hear me now, you go, uh-huh. Let's try it. Ready?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
And let's get funky.
Are you ready to dance?
Yeah.
And boogie.
Uh-huh.
Let's go. Get in line. Get funky. Do the wonky. Get clappy.
Get clappy.
Step to the right and shake. Step to the left and snake. Step backward. Step forward. Now jump. Jump again. Get funky. Do the monkey. Get clappy.
Get clappy.
Now slide to the right. Real smooth. Slide to the left.
Hi.
Right foot stomp. Stomp two times. Left foot stomp. Stomp two times. Get funky. Do the monkey. Get clappy. Jump two times. Jump. Jump two times. Now reach. And sway. And shake it. Your way. Get funky. Do the monkey. Get clappy.
Get clappy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Get funky. Do the monkey. Get clappy.
Get clappy.
Take two steps to the right. Shimmy. Two steps to the left. Now give me a backstroke. Jump, jump two times, get funky, do the monkey, get clappy,
get clappy,
jump two times, right foot stomp, jump three times, left foot stomp, jump, Jump two times. Jump. Now freeze. Get funky. Do the monkey. Get clappy.
Get happy.
Reach. Now touch the floor. Twist. Do you want some more? Get funky. Do the monkey. Get clappy.
Get happy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
I'm gonna close the door for the heat.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Special thanks to our fantastic YouTube.
So thank you everybody for dancing. Hope you had fun. And please come to the dance tomorrow night. We are going to do live line dancing.
Before we start back up, they have the... Oh, everybody's going on break. Is there a break or not? Okay. They have the PSA queued up and ready to go if we can do that. Oh, they want to test it? All right.
There is no official break beyond this.
Oh, it looks like it's on the screen. Why isn't there audio? It plays.
Did you grow up in an alcoholic or dysfunctional home? Were you abused or suffered childhood trauma at the hands of a parent or caregiver? Have you tried self-help or counseling without success? ACA can help. ACA is a 12-step recovery program for adults whose lives are affected as a result of being raised in an alcoholic or dysfunctional family. To find out how others like you have found healing from traumatic childhoods, go to adultchildren.org. That's adultchildren.org.
The next committee report is going to be the OPPM committee.
Go ahead.
And it's...
Go ahead.
Oh. Mary Jo is here to talk to you about what we've been doing on the OPPM committee.
It's a little out of order, but it's short and sweet. It's page 100. The committee is... besides myself, it's Jim R. and Miles, and yay. And we've had some help from Laura and even actually Bonnie KM. We were tasked with, actually the OPPM has been in transition for a number of years, but no changes were ever officially fixed or made. It's a long story, but we made a commitment after the ABC last year especially, to no longer have a document sitting in your binder that was out of date. And we spent a great deal of time and almost complete document is updated. The updates are listed on the cover, although the cover that made it into the binder is a little out of date. But the most up-to-date version of this is always on the website under quick links, which you just saw on the repository, acawso.com. This is a living document, and we will continue to make changes to it as a result of some of the things that have happened here, like some of the clarification of how we do our motions and so on. We have to get that into the document so we don't continue to have questions about it. So we are working on it. The Operating Policy and Procedures Manual is largely a document for the board to operate, but it's also partially the organization. The ABC part of it, we have talked about making a separate document in and of itself because it's so big. So we will be working on that too. So are there any questions about that document? Good. Okay. All right. Thank you. Then we have two more committee reports. We have a website and audit. Jim, you come next if you are ready. Otherwise, we can go to Pat and do audit. Jim, your turn.
Pat, you're up.
And this is Pat H., who is the chair of the audit committee and new board member.
Hi everyone, I'm Pat H. from California and one of the newest trustees on the board. The ABC committee, in its infinite wisdom, decided to make the audit report one of the last because it's so exciting. Please try to contain yourself. I know we're addicted to excitement tendencies, but okay. So the purpose of the audit committee was to get opening balances for the new QuickBooks enterprise system that we have converted to. And these audited balances are going to be the opening balances in the new system. I wanted to talk a bit about the accomplishments that we have put in place from the 2016 audit. The 2017 audit is the second one we've done. In the 2016, the auditors recommended that we switch from the cash account method to the accrual method. And this is in part because we incorporated. It's now WSO Incorporated, and that mandates that we use an accrual accounting method. Now, that's significant because cash is when you pay for something, you account for it. In the accrual method, when you commit to something, you account for it. So it's a totally different way of functioning. It's a totally different way of recognizing revenues and expenses. And it takes a real concentrated effort to switch between the two. The board members and the WSO staff was recommended to sign conflict of interest statements, which has been done. We have initiated consecutive numbering systems on our internal forms, such as purchase orders and check requests. We have improved the segregation of duties and eliminated common usernames in the shopping cart. And so we are really implementing security controls and responsibilities in our system. We've made good progress in updating the chart of accounts, which we really, Mary Jo, myself, and Amy, who is no longer on the committee, worked every week to redesign the chart of accounts. It was a major effort. And we have also made good progress in updating the accounting manual. We have had to learn QuickBooks Enterprise and the new shopping cart system. So there's been a lot of training and learning and relearning how things operate. For the 2017 audit, the, The board received three competitive bids, as is our mandate, and it was decided that the same firm that audited us in 2016 would do the audit in 2017. The reasons for that is that they're familiar with the way we do business, and they were the lowest bid, most importantly. The auditors conducted a very, very, very thorough audit this year of all of our bank accounts, all of our inventory accounts, our goods sold accounts, and our expense accounts. Told you this is exciting. They asked very probing questions this year, questions that were not asked last year. They went deeper into this year's audit, I think mostly due to the rapid growth that we've incurred over the past year. Their auditors began their field work on March 19th, and they finished in mid-April. And between about a month, the floodgates opened. And we, myself, Bill D, and our GM and our bookkeeper, our accountant, Patricia, were just inundated with questions. More questions than we could keep up with at times. A lot of it was going back and looking up previous transactions and getting them documentation, supporting documentation. So there was really, really a lot of work involved this year. The activities in sales, in inventory, and cost of good accounts dramatically increased over the 2016 levels. So the audit gave us the opportunity to review our accounting procedures and policies to ensure that we're in compliance with generally accepted accounting principles, or more affectionately known as GAAP. GAAP is the standard that's used by accountants and by the IRS. The audit also gave us the confidence that our new shopping cart was processing transactions correctly and that we were actually recording the revenues appropriately. The audit committee recommended to the board that we standardize the amount of purchases which get capitalized to the balance sheet at $1,000 or over. So anything that is below $1,000 gets expensed in the period. Anything over $1,000 gets depreciated, amortized over the life of that purchase. I mean, we had in our fixed assets things like keys and box fans and just really silly things. So we've eliminated those from our fixed assets, expensed them, and now it's really $1,000 or over. And we need to track these items. We need to identify them, put numbers on them, and track them so that when they are no longer used, we can take them off of our fixed asset schedules. The board approved this recommendation, and we initiated it and carried it out. This audit, now that it's concluded, we can complete our documentation and accounting process and procedures into the accounting manual. This manual will be used as a reference guide, and it will help the WSO better understand how one committee or process affects the other, because they are interlinked through the financial statements. We're really looking forward to the completion of that manual, and it is a big effort. That's about my 2 cents. Is there any questions? All right. Thank you very much.
Sorry I didn't get back quick after you guys had fun. I have been asked if anybody wants a copy of the meditations for the 12 traditions to see this fellow right here, Mike, and you can get pictures and all that happy stuff. All right, as far as I can tell from this schedule, we have one committee left, and that's the website. Am I right, people?
All right, you saved the best for last. All right, well, due to logistical issues, I'm going to have to do the my presentation from here because I'm doing a bit of multitasking, and my computer, which is being used for overhead projections, is also being used for the teleconference audio. We have an excellent AV support team here who's helped us plug into the soundboard here. And luckily, ACA has taught me it's okay to ask for help. And I've leaned on them quite heavily, and they've done a great job. So, and because of that, we have people listening in from around the globe. And that's really exciting. And we will have that audio available for the ABC. We won't be able to do sharing of the AWC over the weekend, but we will be recording those sessions and make them available after the weekend and then on the website afterwards. So anyway, for my report, I did put some bullet notes in the binder, so you could take a look there. And I'm just going to briefly summarize some of the goals that we did and accomplishments for the last year and some of the things that are facing us in the year ahead. It was at this forum a year ago, which I was asked to participate on the board. We had the chairperson for the website committee was rotating out of the board, and I was the sole committee member. So, I became the chairperson pretty much by default. We have three main websites, I'm going to put one of them on here if I can. Let's see. Yeah, so this is adultchildren.org. This is our main website. And, I call this our recovery-focused website. So this is the one that's public-facing, and we want people to come here to find out about ACA, and we want to help carry the message through this website. And there's a lot of ways which we can do a better job in that. This current website, we have to go through a third party to make a lot of changes, and it kind of frustrated me moving into the role. So one of my goals for this year was to replace this website with a different website, which is easier for us to change ourselves on a per-page basis and to extend with new functionality in the future. One of the policies the board, or the, I guess it's the, well, one of the policies we had is when we spend money, we need to get multiple bids. So we have good competition. We know we're getting a good price for what we're doing. So I've done that with some extensions for the website. So anyway, so this is adultchildren.org, our recovery-focused website. And in the resources menu, we have something called the repository, and the repository is our service focused website. So this is where we have all of our business meeting information, and so you can see on the top there we have our monthly telecon. So we meet. The board meets monthly with a telecon on Saturday, second Saturday of the month, and you click here, you'll see the agenda and the minutes from the previous meeting, as well as instructions for you to participate. So anyone, and I say again, anyone is welcome to participate at our monthly board meetings. You can listen in as we discuss the business for the first half, and then the end of the meeting, we welcome guests. Guest input and guest comments. So if you're not aware of that, please pass that word on to people, back at your home groups. And, this is our service structure website. This is, newly built this year. So again, we had three websites. This is which you call website number two, our service website. And this is brand new, built in the last few months, actually, I guess, in December or January. And, every tool, it's a great tool, and we could use it better. So we want to make sure the information is there, and still it's frustrating for people to find stuff sometimes. So one of the You know, so I wanted to keep it simple. So we've got a home page, the monthly telecon, which is a major focus of our service, and then all the other pages, you just click site map and search, and you should be able to find what you're looking for. So, you know, it's a keep it simple approach. If you're having trouble finding something, you could do site map and search, and the search here is, you know, is pretty helpful. So if you're looking for something, check that out. Our other, going back to the our main website, we have a shop button. And we also, well, we have a shop button. We have a shop button, which will take you over to our third major website. This is what we call our shopping cart. And we also, this is what I consider our third major website. And we had this, a custom version of this also. And we replaced this also this year. So this is a brand new website as of October of last year for our shopping cart. And again, this is a foundation for us to build upon and grow. It's a Shopify website, so we can get any expert in Shopify to help us redesign this, the web page, the look and feel, and everything. But this has all of our information on here. One of the key things people, may have issues with is the intergroup discount here. And again, it's our job to make it easier for you to get that. But bottom here, we have links. Quick links, again, an intergroup bulk discount program. So if you have any questions about intergroup discount for the shopping cart, please go here. Click here. This will take you to a page back on our service website, and this should give you more information, and there's more links here, and this describes the whole program for you. And we hope that's, helping intergroups get books cheaper and support the groups as well. So that is our third website was the shopping cart, and the main website, we try to link to them all, so it's easy just to use the link sometimes. So this main website is about to be replaced, so say goodbye. And here, uncovered for the first time before a live audience, is our WordPress website. And as I mentioned, this is like a foundation, a framework for us to build upon. So after having this built, we put out bids to provide a daily meditation to the fellowship. And there was some, concern and debate about this, but we decided to go forward. And with the launch of this, we'll have the daily meditation available online. So from your computer, anywhere from the website here, we'll have a page for the daily meditation. This is today. And at the bottom, we'll have links for a number of previous days as well. So if you wanted to go to the previous day's meditation. And we got the demo demons out eventually. There we go. So anyway, so hopefully this will be useful in other projects we can do now to leverage this, and it's much easier for us to change our website. Our cost structure last year was roughly about between $1,800 and $2,000 for the website per month, and that disturbed me deeply. So our cost structure going forward after this month should be roughly $300 a month. And that leads me into another major initiative for us, and I really intended to do a better job of that, was for remote participation. It is a agenda item for the floor, and I wanted to have some really cool stuff to demo. And I found one. I did some research. I'm a team of one. I do have committee members who show up from time to time, and they make a contribution, they help out with something, but it's a lot to ask, volunteer position to come in and do a big chunk of research as something like, help me pick a live streaming platform for our annual business conference. And I'm coming to find out that we can't do this for free, so we're going to have to spend some money to do this right. And right now I'm using a free teleconference service to broadcast this to people around the world. And it's just one of those things, you get what you pay for. So, you know, I'm struggling over here getting everything to work, but it's coming together. So, again, you know, it is an agenda item for us to discuss. And I for one hope it passes, and I hope the fellowship is able to back it up with some financial backing so that we can truly be a worldwide organization and have people participate, without the personal financial constraints of saying that I have to fly somewhere to participate in the ABC. It really would be great to go further with that. So anyway, more on that. With the ballot coming up, David was very nice to share some of the issues we've had with meeting lists, and one of our special workers has told me. And I said, we're going to replace the meeting list software, and she says, great, that's the fourth time since I've been working here. And, you know, change has its issues. So I'm really looking for the fellowship, and by that I mean you all, for your support as we roll out the new website, a new WordPress website for adultchildren.org. And with that new meeting list, one thing I'm very, proud to make the change. If you go to the current website and you look for intergroups, it's hard to find. You can't even find intergroups. You got to get lucky to click the right link, and then another menu pops up. You're like, oh my God, there it is. Well, guess what? Intergroups and regions is right here on the main menu, everyone. And as David mentioned, we have a situation today where people. And I got to get a new menu. This one is killing me. That anyone can change a meeting. So I'm going to show you live, if I can remember my zip code. The new meeting update process. So we have an update process today that anyone can update a meeting. This happens to be my meeting, and I've changed it to the wrong time, and I put a V2 in there. We want to change that. So we know right now you submit a form and it comes to us, but the new process is you're going to click this update this meeting button, and instead of being given the form to change it, you get this little description where, and again, this is subject to change. We need some review, but it basically says, If you are the meeting contact, then click the button below and an email message will be generated and sent to the private group's contact. So by clicking that link, you get this message and it says, we're going to send you an email. And do I have my email open? How brave am I?